Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Georgie Goff, you're a Glengariff man. You work in the Riverlea, and this coming weekend, Sunday, I think, is August 1st, isn't it?
Yeah, Saturday, I think.
Oh! Thankfully, I'm glad one of us is on the ball. I hope you know when August 1st is, because you're planning a big event then. You're effectively running from the viaduct back home.
Yeah, basically just going home, going for a nice evening meal back home. I'm going to raise some money for it.
It's only a West Cork lad now could say, yeah, basically heading home from the viaduct, yeah. Running the whole way.
Mother was making a big lack of it. I was like, Mom, I'm just running home.
I've done it before, like. Cancer Connect Transport to Cork Hospitals is the fundraiser. Is there a Marco doing it with you?
Yeah, Marco, yeah. He's from Glengariff as well. He's best friend of my life.
Nice one. Is he O'Donovan or is he O'Shea or is he...
He's Paisic.
There you go. Brilliant. Close enough. O'Donovan, O'Shea, O'Sullivan, Paisic. He's not Mark O, he's Marco. Got it. Nice one, Marco. Apologies. 100 kilometres the both of you gonna run from the viaduct through Bandon, Inishannon, Enniskeen, Dunmanway, Drimaleague, Bantry to Glengariff. You've got a GoFundMe for yourself and Marco to run the 100k for Cancer Connect. Cronin's Hardware, Ballylickey, are they helping out or are they just doing the posting?
They shared on their page. We'll probably stop there. We'll stop at the old van as well and get some food.
Nice one.
There'll be a bucket collections there.
Brilliant. And so, bucket collections would be a good way. And otherwise, the GoFundMe. What are you calling it? Yes. The Cancer Connect 100 kilometre run.
Yep, that's it.
Brilliant. You're looking fierce tough on the poster there with the sleeveless high-vis. You got the bill going on, the hair's going, the COVID hair. You've got the sides done.
It's all about the look, like.
Why did you decide to do this?
It's a funny story, actually. I was just running, obviously over lockdown, trying to keep fit for training. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing other people who were training with me running more kilometres than I was. So I was like, I want to beat them. Mm-hmm. So I started running more, and then I was contacting my friend, and then we're like, geez, I'd love to run home. And then we're like, that was 82, if we get on the back road the usual way. Mm-hmm. Then we're like, that doesn't sound good, so we'll do 100. And then we might as well do it for charity. So
nice one. So in a way, it was kind of like, let's just do something for the crack and do some good at the same time. That's a more honest answer than most. That's a more honest answer than most people give it. Well, look, fair play to you on that. I hope it goes well. What's the length? What distance have you run? Wait a minute, that is a long way. Hang on a second now. What's a marathon? Is a marathon 40? Is a marathon 42?
42, yeah.
So you're doing over 2 marathons. In fact, if my math serves me correctly, you're doing 2.5 marathons.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Okay. That's going to be quite an undertaking. What kind of weather are you hoping for best?
Mild overcast, because if it's too warm, we'll burn out. But like when I ran 75 kilometres 2 weeks ago, and it was raining, and it was the best thing ever.
Yes, I can imagine. You're a boxer, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, that explains the build a little bit. Well, look, Georgie Goff, fair play to you, and Marco Paisic. Hope as well for you on Saturday. Buckets, lads, if you can help out, or otherwise hit them up on the GoFundMe. And good on you. Nice one. Good story.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.